The shooting and killing of 9 people in the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina last week has generated a lot of discussion about what a hate crime is and how it's defined. Also, how that's different from an act of terrorism. We wanted to know about how Vermont defines a hate crime, so we've called up John Treadwell, Assistant Attorney General and Chief of the Criminal Division. John Treadwell, nice to have you on the program.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Vermont actually passed a hate crime law in 1990, and the Attorney General's website describes it as, and I'll quote here, any crime committed in Vermont that is maliciously motivated by the victim's actual or perceived race, color, religion, national origin, gender identity, ancestry, age, service in the armed forces of the United States, disability, sexual orientation, or gender identity is a hate crime. Do you know why that was passed 25 years ago? What motivated it?
I'm afraid I don't, unfortunately. I do know that at about that time, a number of states passed hate crime legislation. I know that New Jersey, Vermont, the District of Columbia all passed laws in and around 1990. So there appears to have been basically a wave of hate crime statute enactments around the country at that time.
How is a hate crime proved?
Hate crimes are somewhat unusual because it takes existing crimes and then looks to the motive underlying the offense and whether motive is maliciously based on membership or actual perceived membership of one of the defined groups. So in order to prove a hate crime, you have to prove the elements of the underlying offense and then also that the defendant was motivated by hatred in committing that crime.
And go a little deeper on that idea of hatred, because when we're talking about violent crimes or crimes against individuals, often they are motivated by hate, a personal enmity, but that's different than a designation of a hate crime.
Certainly. The motivation in question must be entirely based on the victim's membership of the particular group. There has to be a nexus established between the criminal act and prohibited discriminatory animus.
And it has to be proven, this motivation. I mean, that's an interesting point of law, that it's not just you have to prove that the person committed the crime, but you're trying to get in their head.
Certainly. It's very unusual. Motive is not usually an element of an offense. The defendant's intent, that they intended to commit a particular crime would be an element, but their underlying motivation for committing the crime is usually not an element.
So what happens if a person is convicted of a hate crime in Vermont?
Certainly. What it does is it enhances the penalties under certain circumstances. If the underlying offense is punishable by 1 year or less imprisonment, then if it's proved to be a hate crime, hate motivated, then it's punishable by 2 years or less. If it's punishable by between 1 to 5 years imprisonment, then the maximum penalty is raised to 5 years. Above that, the statute indicates that it is just a sentencing factor to be considered by the judge at the time of sentencing.
So then, in other words, the judge gets to determine whether and how much more to increase the penalty by?
Up to the existing statutory maximum. So, for example, if it's an aggravated assault, which is punishable under Vermont law by imprisonment for up to 15 years, the judge could still only sentence to up to 15 years, but the fact of the hate motivation must be considered by the judge at the time of sentencing.
John Treadwell, how often has a hate crime accusation or legislation been invoked in Vermont?
It is fairly unusual for these crimes to be filed because I believe it is hard to establish the motivation itself beyond a reasonable doubt, which is what you would need to prove in order to prove it to a jury.
So how many cases do you know about?
A handful at most. Anecdotally, it appears that only a couple a year at most are filed as criminal charges in the state.
What do you think about that? Does that mean that the law is working because it has a higher barrier because you are trying to determine motivation and because it has this higher penalty? Or does it mean that the bar is so high that we're not actually charging people with hate crimes when they may have actually committed them?
I'm not sure that you can draw a conclusion either way. Certainly, animus would be a factor that would be considered at sentencing, whether it could be proved beyond a reasonable doubt or not. So there may be circumstances where some sort of hateful motivation is considered by the prosecutor in the charging decision and is considered by a judge at sentencing, but does not rise to the level of being charged and proved as an element of the offense.
Does Vermont have a legal definition of terrorism as a criminal act?
We do not. There is no Vermont crime that defines terrorism at this time.
But I understand there was discussion at one point in the legislature of creating the crime of terrorism.
Certainly. A number of years ago, I believe it was the 2002 legislation, a bill was introduced that included an offense of an act of terrorism, basically similar in some ways to hate crime statutes in that it would have enhanced criminal penalties for existing crimes if it were proved that it was the act in question was an act of terrorism.
John, do you think the killings in Charleston, South Carolina were a hate crime, terrorism, both, just based on what you know so far?
Based on what I've read from the media, certainly the acts of Mr. Roof were motivated by bias and hatred. It would appear that that would fall within Vermont's definition of a hate crime. And given the broader definition of terrorism that exists, which is generally an attempt to intimidate or coerce the government, it appears that it could also have been a terrorist act.
That's John Treadwell. He's Assistant Attorney General and Chief of the AG's Criminal Division. John, thank you very much for expounding a little bit on our definitions in Vermont of what a hate crime is and putting the Charleston killings in a little bit more context for us locally. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.